listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Now that he won't be there in year five, what do you think it means? Do you think it means that for sure Fournette's going to be traded?
I don't know that he'll be traded, but I know at the very least they're going to run him into the ground because they.
But see, that isn't that the concern though? Why I don't think it's viable. He could come in otherwise.
Yeah, that's it. It'll be interesting to see what his decision is moving forward, whether or not he wants to show up or not. He's got a history of sitting out games. He did it at LSU when it came to bowl games. Came to a bowl game in his final season, and everyone said, "Yeah, we get it. You know, you want to protect your investment moving forward." But I think Jacksonville will try desperately to trade him. I just don't know who's a taker out there for him.
So what I think we just had was the first time ever on national radio that a player was labeled as a guy that sits out because he sat out the bowl game. Because that's become the norm now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but he was one of the first guys. It was him and Christian McCaffrey.
So he was innovative.
Yeah.
But somehow he's being now labeled as a guy that doesn't like to play.
Right.
I mean,
he's exhibited that before. I don't know that he would
beyond
do it
that
again.
One time, though.
No, not beyond that one time. But if he's done it before, I think maybe his approach will be, well, listen, I did it in college. I'm not going to put myself in jeopardy of not being able to get a bigger contract next year. If they don't want me, I got to look out for myself.
And I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm saying that I'm not sure. And again, I'm usually harder on the players. I'm not sure that him doing it in college is a sign that he has a propensity towards it. Though I agree with you, and I again appreciate your honesty when you say, heck, it's like a rental car. As Seinfeld says, I'm going to run this thing into the ground because there's no consequence as long as you don't mess it up enough that, you know, they can call you on it. I've never changed the oil in a rental car, right? Have you?
Yeah. No, I've not. No.
So to some degree, you don't care. And how much would they care about Fournette? And since there's so much news, consideration, awareness today about running backs and their short shelf life and how year 4, 5, and 6 are so dangerous for them. Because if you're a first round pick, they've got the 5th-year option, which in theory they take for just the $8 million. And then if they franchise you a year, maybe letting go of you after that's not so bad. And that's what a guy like Zeke held out with the Cowboys because of the fear of that. That was before his 5th-year option year. So literally it was like Fournette, but this is the Jags saying we're not interested. Fez, if you look at the stats on Fournette, they were his best years – or best year last year when it came to yards receiving and yards running. The counting stats
really
were great. What do you think?
Yeah, he really developed. He became the bell cow. He had underachieved his first, you know, few years in the league, and all of a sudden he carried that Jacksonville offense, rushed for over 1,000 yards, became a viable receiver. His yards per carry average, 4.3. That doesn't sound very good, RJ, but he's playing for Jacksonville with the stash at quarterback. That's pretty darn good. That's a top 10 running back in the league able to get that production for Jacksonville.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Here's the question. If Andy Dalton for this year and this year alone is physically uncompromised, we know in the last 4 years, mathematically, he was the 22nd best ranked quarterback by QBR, which means, you know, in this, better than a third of the guys. Not as good as two-thirds, except some of the guys ahead of him retired, etc. You could say if we took everyone's last four-year average amongst the presumptive starters, I bet Andy Dalton, that 22 probably puts him somewhere in the top half, just below, you know, 14, 15 if he stack ranked them. So the question is, well, heck, why would he get cut? The next question is, how much of his performance is about last year? It was a dumpster fire of a team. The year before, A.J. Green was hurt half the year. They had no playmakers. You could almost say, Steve, year 3, 4, 5, 6 might be as applicable as the last 2 years, because if he goes to any team that's halfway decent, he'll have a few play. Like even Jacksonville, he'll have some playmakers. And if the only thing you might say is, well, RJ, 4 years ago, that's a long time. Except what's changed? meaning unless he's somehow had brain damage we don't know about, his mind's the same. We don't think he does. And he's physically supposed to be the same at 32. And this was a guy that 5 years ago was what rank, Steve, when he had playmakers?
Third.
The third best quarterback in the NFL is still the same physical player. How's he get cut? Now, by the way, Steve, for a little background, before I got in and touched up your quarterback rankings, where did you have Andy Dalton?
I had him even lower than 22nd.
I didn't ask relative to now. I said, where did you have him?
I believe 27th.
So what was your, obviously it's ludicrous. What was your thinking? Because maybe that can lend us insight how you were thinking incorrectly, how others are thinking incorrectly.
Because I looked at the decline in his numbers over the last 3 years, and last year he was 27th, and I said, hey, here's a quarterback. He's getting older. He's in decline. And then you said, Fez, he's 32. Is he declining because of age? No, he's declining because A.J. Green didn't play last year, and he played only half the year before.
If you look at the first half of 18, so the year before last, Andy Dalton's stats are pretty good. And then when Green was out, they went in the toilet. Because if you don't have anyone – that's what they're saying about Tom Brady, right? Well, Edelman and those playmakers were a lot better than what Cincy had without A.J. Green. And with a new coaching staff that, quite frankly, thought Finley should be the starting quarterback. Was that the dude's name, Finley?
Yeah, yes. Ryan Finley.
Ugh, no.
That didn't work out.
No. So, by the way, you mentioned Andy Dalton last year was 27th in QBR. What was Minshew 26? So it's like Minshew, his first year with the – and wouldn't you say, Fez, that there's a big advantage for an unpedigreed quarterback, especially that they don't have great tape on those first couple games, they just don't know what his limitations are. And it's usually that third, fourth, fifth game that they start clamping down. And if you look at what we call the unlikely starters, we called them. They were a bunch of
accidental starters.
Yeah, they were a bunch of guys all at once that started because of injury, and Rudolph was on that list, and they were something like what, 14-0 the first 3 weeks against
Teddy
the spread.
Bridgewater and company. It was incredible.
It was like undefeated against the spread, up to like 14-0. And then literally 4 weeks later, not one of them was still playing.
Yeah, and you saw Minshew's numbers really tail off. Last six games of the year, I think his QBR was only 35, which is way below average compared to his 42 year-to-date average.
Now, that's interesting. So you're saying for about half the games, he was in the 35% range. This isn't the ranking. This is the percent. And his percentage was 42 at the end of the year, which means in theory, if it was an equal number of games, it would have been about 49 the first games, 32, and then split the difference was his 35. So you're saying that it was literally worse than the 42% once the defenses got a hold of him and figured him out a little bit.
Exactly, yes.
So wouldn't you expect in year two, you're going to see more of the later stats than the earlier stats?
Yes, and that's why I have Minshew, my number 32 quarterback. I've got him rated very low.
All right, so you got Minshew below Andy Dalton. Let's keep going, though, with the QBR. So what was Cam Newton's QBR over the last four seasons?
21st.
All right, so Dalton 22nd, Newton 21st. Now, I asked you, I said, Steve, who would you rank, Andy Dalton higher or Cam Newton? You said, Andy Dalton. So my question, did you see Jonas? Did you get it? Yeah. So then I asked the following question silently, but I was saving it to spring it on you. Well, wait a minute. Cam Newton's been banged up the last 2 years. So if anything, he's had like 50 weeks off when this season starts. He'll be off like for 50 weeks without playing. You got to figure, unless he's permanently injured, he's going to be healthy. If he's 21st banged up, that means he's better than 21st not banged up, wouldn't you say?
I agree, and it's all that is the question. How banged up is he? I would make the case Carolina knows more than anyone, and they didn't want to bring him back, RJ.
Whoa, I don't know if Cam's
ever going to be healthy.
Boy, that's a good effort. That's a faulty approach. Do we really think the only thing that Carolina cares about right now is quality of performance with their quarterback? Don't you think that the owner is trying to do what? It's a reset. Right. Well, however good Cam is today, how good's Cam going to be in 4 years? Right. So not he's going to be aged and not very good, probably. So they're figuring this is a rebuild anyway. Let's get a character guy in here. Cam, whatever you want to say about him, we've got the new Straight Out of Vegas metric, which is, would you like him dating your daughter? Right? I mean, I think I would want to have a sit down with Cam before he went. I don't have a daughter, but I think I'd want to have a sit down with him before. Fez, would you agree?
Yes.
All right. So I don't know what that laugh meant, but okay.
I'm just thinking of some of the outfits he might be wearing as we're in the meeting.
That is a thought. He'd be all dutied up for the date. So the question is, I think Carolina said, hey, maybe for this year he's better, but we've got a four-year plan, and he's going to be
long-term. That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
And he's expensive, you know. So I think Cam Newton's better than Andy Dalton. I think both of them are better than Minshew. Where's Winston stack up with the numbers?
All right, so QBR average last 4 years, Winston 14th, RJ.
Wow. So the 14th guy in QBR, which means if you take rid of the guys that retired and what the guys that jumped up for one great year, he'd be even higher than that if you stack ranked. And let me be clear, if you say, what's the average of the QBR rankings of these guys over the last 4 years? Whatever that average is, you'd probably rank higher in the stack rank just because everyone above you isn't necessarily still playing. And he's the guy. And Jonas, this so speaks to what you said yesterday. I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas. I'm talking with Jonas Knox and Steve Fezzik. Jonas, you said it yesterday. You said the way that Winston is handling this makes you even more encouraged that he's got a good future. What did you explain what you meant by that?
So I just think that, look, we can call it whatever we want. He was demoted. The team that brought him into the NFL decided, we no longer want you. We want a guy in his 40s to move forward with. So he got completely demoted by his own team.
A number one pick, too. Yeah. So an ego. You think he has an ego.
Yeah, number one overall pick, gets demoted. And instead of, you know, going out and, you know, complaining about it or doing some of these videos like Cam Newton's doing where he's hyping himself up, he's going out there and he's just working and he's not making noise. He humbles himself and takes a $1 million contract from the New Orleans Saints. People think it's outrageous that he would take the deal, and he has been open and honest and just said, listen, I'm going to learn. I'm only focused about this year. It has nothing to do with next year. I just think he's handled the whole thing fantastic.
I agree. And here's the thing. The things that would cause you to question Winston are things somewhat being answered by his willingness to do this. That, to me, is the key you hit upon, and I agree with you. And who knows if he's going to keep tweeting about all the cars, he can read license plates, he can watch movies. He didn't know that Tom Hanks was good looking back in the big days. Like, he'll have all the, that would be a funny, actually, spoof account. All the things now Winston, his observations now that he can see. But regardless of that, there was some luck with his interceptions that went bad last year. You know, and the numbers tell us interceptions are not the 14th best quarterback QBR ranking of the last 4 years. That's above average.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
All right, Fez. Now, here's your concern when you rank these quarterbacks, Andy Dalton, Minshew, Newton, Winston. If it seems like you've changed because of me, you look weak. But if you don't change, you're wrong. So you're either wrong or weak. Go.
Number one, Jameis Winston. Number two, Andy Dalton. Number three, Cam. And number four, a distant fourth, the stash, Minshew.
I agree with the distant fourth, but somehow Cam Newton's stats are better, and Cam Newton's been hobbled by injury. He's had 50 weeks off, but somehow he's worse than Andy Dalton.
Yes.
And you had Andy Dalton number 29 before I got a hold of your list.
Well, that was my first. Yeah. That was like a mock draft quarterbacks for Fezzik before RJ Bell fixed them up.
I'll say this, you wrap it all up. If there's any sign that the NFL is not a counting league anymore, it's Fournette. He had his best accumulated stats. How many yards did he rush for? How many yards did he catch, you know, receiving? But his efficiency wasn't as good. And because of that, Jacksonville said $8 million. That's all it was, $8 million. Remember, Gurley signed for about that much after he got cut. $8 million, no thank you, year five. And that means year four could be a lame duck year, which who knows what it means. Wow, NFL is about efficiency these days, not counting stats.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.